The federal government is expanding its dental care program to all eligible Canadians ages 18 to 64, bringing the total number of people eligible for coverage to up to 9 million. Newly appointed Health Minister Kamal Khera made the announcement this past week, the day before new Prime Minister Mark Carney was expected to announce he's calling a federal election. Newly eligible Canadians ages 18 to 64 will be able to apply for the program starting in May, with Khera saying coverage will start as early as June 1. Applications will open by age group. May 1, ages 55 to 64. May 15, ages 18 to 34. May 29, ages 35 to 54. To qualify, applicants must not have access to dental insurance, have filed their individual 2024 tax return in Canada, and their spouses or common law partners, if applicable, have an adjusted family net income of less than $90,000, be a Canadian resident for tax purposes. When asked the cost of the program expansion, Khera responded, "This is about cost savings," pointing to the estimated $870 saved per person who has used the program. Currently, more than 3.4 million Canadians have been approved for dental coverage, with over 1.6 million people having accessed dental care through the plan, according to the Office of the Minister of Health. "I will assure you that this is about cost savings because it costs a lot more to go to an emergency when you have not been able to proactively take care of your health," she said. Each year, ER visits related to poor oral health cost our healthcare system roughly $1.8 billion. Dental surgery accounts for one-third of all day surgeries performed at children's hospitals, and in Ontario, the average sepsis case in adults costs between $12,000 to $25,000, according to Matthew Kronberg, spokesperson for the Minister of Health. Khera said the program is also about transforming the way that we look at our healthcare system, pointing to other government programs like pharmacare coverage for diabetics. "This is a game changer for our communities right across the country, and we are so proud that we have been able to deliver this program alongside providers," she added. The fact that 98% of providers have partnered with the government to make sure they're delivering this program goes to show the commitment of the providers, but also how successful this program has been and will continue to be in getting people access to dental care that they need. The federal government's 2023 budget put the cost of the program at $13 billion over 5 years, and $4.4 billion ongoing to implement the plan. Beginning of renewal process. Individuals currently enrolled in the program will have to renew their coverage. To renew their coverage, participants must have filed their 2024 tax return and received their notice of assessment from the Canada Revenue Agency before applying for renewal. Renewal applications must be in by June 1, 2025 to ensure uninterrupted coverage. Coverage for those who don't renew will end on June 30, and any oral health care services received during a gap in coverage will not be eligible for reimbursement, according to the government. More information can be found online.